Well, as the weather's getting colder and it's this time of year when homes tend to use more power, the Electricity Retail Association of New Zealand is launching their winter energy campaign. Bridget Abernethy is the CEO of the Energy Retailers Association. She's with us today. Thank you, Bridget, for joining us. My name's Dale. I appreciate you spending some time with us. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora, Dale. Nice to be here. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Well, firstly, can you talk with us about the campaign, why it is needed at this stage, please, Bridget?
Yes, sure. So, look, as you pointed out, the weather's getting cooler and we start to use more power to heat our homes and keep warm. And we know lots of Kiwi are struggling with the rising cost of living. So we thought we'd share our expert advice from our Energy Mate coaches to kick off our winter energy campaign this year. So the Energy Mate program is something that we run across Aotearoa to help people who are struggling to pay their bills or keep their homes warm and healthy. And so we know these tips work because our coaches see the impact on households they visit. So we're just really pleased to be able to share that info with a much wider group of people.
What sort of saving might be available if you utilise some of the tips that Energy Mates and coaches are sharing? What are the potential savings, Bridget?
Yeah, sure. So look, maybe I'll just give you a couple of examples. A really big driver of energy use in a house is hot water. And, you know, for many of us teenagers, you know, jump in the shower and can be in there for a long time. And, you know, those costs add up. So for a family of four, if you cut your shower time by 5 minutes a day, you could save up to $450 a year. So that's just that just gives you a bit of an example of savings that can be made. Another one is the light bulbs you use. So LED light bulbs are much more energy efficient. You can buy a six-pack of LED bulbs from your local hardware store for about $20. And it's been estimated that a normal bulb will cost about $17 a year to run, while an LED will cost you about $2.70 a year to run. So it makes really good sense. You can probably save about $100 a year if you switch to LEDs. They also last a lot longer than a normal bulb as well. So that gives you a bit of a sense. There are some other bits like, for example, appliances. Many of us leave our appliances just sitting on standby rather than switching them off at the wall. And some of these appliances, things like phone chargers or game consoles, your Sky decoder, your printer or microwaves, if you switch them off at the wall, you could save about $100 a year. It's also really good to check old appliances. Some people have old fridges sitting down in the garage. You know, old fridges can have leaky seals and they can cost you a lot of money to run them. So, you know, turning off an old fridge downstairs could save you $200 a year. So these things all sort of add up over time.
And it makes some sense to be as smart as we can. So long showers, there's a big saving there. And if you're at home today, and just have a look around how many devices you might have on standby. If you turn them off at the wall, as Bridget's mentioning, there's some significant savings to be made. And, of course, it should be a given nowadays with LED lights, so much more energy efficient than the old-style bulbs. These are just a few tricks that will be able to benefit you and your whānau at home by just making some very basic steps to address power usage. With us today, Bridget Abernethy. We'll have to keep it short today, Bridget, but where to head to get more tips, more inside oil about how we can save power and save money?
Absolutely. If you go to our Energy Mate website, it's energymate.nz, there's all of the tips and tricks, many more than I've just shared today, that can help whānau through these colder months.
Thanks for sharing some time with us. I appreciate it too. Thank you, Bridget. All the best.
Kia ora. Thank you, Dale.
Thank you. Bye-bye.